Self-sovereign identity. The future of CryptoCard, KYC. The current state of Know Your Customer, KYC, is a privacy nightmare. Every time you sign up for a new crypto card, you are forced to upload a high-resolution scan of your passport to a centralized server, hoping the company's database isn't hacked. In 2026, the shift towards self-sovereign identity, SSSI, and zero-knowledge KYC, ZKK-KYC, is finally offering a way to be compliant without being exposed. Why privacy first, KYC matters. Now data breaches are at an all-time high. For a crypto user, having their passport plus a crypto balance leaked is a targeted kidnapping risk. SSI allows a user to prove they are over 18 or a resident of Germany without ever sharing their actual date of birth or home address with the card issuer. The urgency has escalated following several major KYC provider breaches in 2024-2025, exposing the identity documents of over 15 million crypto users globally. Combined with on-chain wallet balances, this data created a kidnapping database that led to a documented increase in $5 wrench attacks and targeted phishing campaigns. How self-sovereign identity works. Self-sovereign identity, SSI, is a model where the individual owns their identity data in a digital wallet. To get a crypto card, you don't send your data. You present a cryptographically signed proof that an authorized entity, like a government or a bank, has already verified you. ZKKYC, zero knowledge. With zero knowledge proofs, ZKPs, the card issuer's app asks a question: is this person on a sanctions list? Your identity wallet calculates the answer locally on your device and returns a yes/no proof. The issuer never sees your name or ID number, but they have a mathematical guarantee that you are a clean user. Technical implementation. User identity wallet, mobile. Contains signed credential from government bank, card issuer API. Prove you are 18 plus and not sanctioned. ZK circuit computation, local. Output, proof, yes, no, plus no personal data. Issuer verifies proof, approves card. The magic of zero knowledge is that the issuer receives cryptographic certainty without receiving data. The proof is unfalsifiable, requires government's private key to forge, yet reveals nothing about the individual beyond the specific claim verified. Reusable identity. Instead of doing KYC 20 times for 20 different cards, you do it once with a trusted identity issuer, e.g., Polygon ID, Privy, or World ID. You then use that credential to instantly unlock any crypto card that accepts the SSI standard. User journey, bootstrap. User completes full KYC once with identity provider, government, bank, or trusted verifier. Credential issuance. Provider signs a verifiable credential stored in user's digital wallet. Card sign up. User visits card. Issuer website clicks verify with SSI. Proof generation. Wallet creates proof, satisfying issuer's requirements. Instant approval, card issued within 10 seconds, if proof valid, detailed SSI protocol comparison. Protocol, developer, blockchain, KYC method, privacy level, adoption, cards, cost per verification. Polygon ID. Polygon Labs or Polygon to ZK Snark, very high. Gnosis Pay 1 inch. 02, Sralange or Tint. WorldCoin, Tools for Humanity. Optimism, Biometric Orb. Medium, Ether.fi. Pilot, Free. Privy, Privy Inc. Multichain, Social plus Gov ID, medium high. Multiple DeFi cards. There are 50 Cs, 2 IOSDORs. ZK Pass, ZK Pass Team, Ethereum, ZK TLS, very high, Bybit, testing, Zero 15, Zero 30 Cs. Civic Pass, Civic, Solana, watch Ethereum, ZK plus biometric, high, Solflare, 0.25, Zero 80 Cs. Fractal ID, Fractal, multi-chain, traditional plus ZK, medium, ledger, CL, 1 Mars Emergius, 3 Susdiers. Gitcoin Passport, Gitcoin, Ethereum, social stamps, low medium, none, experimental, free, Hyperlane ID, Abacus, Omnichain, attestations, high, future adoption, 0.10, 0.50s. Protocol analysis, Polygon ID leads in production adoption with mature ZK SNARK infrastructure. Users create credentials from government IDs via NFC passport scanning, then generate proofs for age, residency, and sanction screening without revealing underlying documents. WorldCoin offers the most frictionless user experience, 2-second biometric scan, but faces controversy over centralized orb hardware and biometric data storage. Privacy advocates criticize the proof-of-personhood model as surveillance infrastructure. Privy balances compliance and UX by allowing users to start with social verification, email plus phone, then upgrade to government ID for higher limits, popular with newer card issuers due to developer-friendly APIs. ZK Pass uses Transport Layer Security, TLS, to prove identity without revealing it. User can prove out I have a Gmail account or I have a US bank account by revealing encrypted session data that the issuer can verify came from Gmail bank servers without seeing the actual credentials. Privacy trade-offs. Table swung. Dimension. Traditional KYC. SSI. Basic. SSI. Zero knowledge. Nashkemams. Bukarimi. Data shared with issuer. Full name, DOB, address, ID, photo. Minimal, hash plus attestation. Zero, only proof. Data stored by issuer. Permanent database, encrypted pointer, nothing. Breach impact, total exposure. Encrypted data leak, no data to breach. Regulatory compliance, high, medium, growing. Untested, 2026. User recovery, support ticket, self-custody backup, hardware wallet required. Sybil resistance, high, medium, high, biometric. Setup time, 5 to 15 minutes, 2 to 5 minutes, 10 seconds, reuse. Ongoing monitoring, continuous AML. Snapshot based, proof re-verification. Key insight, SSI shifts risk from centralized data, honeypots to user-controlled wallets. While this improves privacy, it introduces new responsibilities. Users who lose seed phrases lose their identity credentials permanently. Regulatory compliance analysis by jurisdiction European Union. EIDAS 2.0 plus MiCA. Status, most progressive framework. EIDAS 2.0 mandates. All EU member states issue digital identity wallets by 2027 compliance path. Card issuers can accept government-issued EIDAS credentials. ZK proofs must demonstrate identity, age, residency sanctions. Screening users retain right to data portability. GDPR Article 20. Issuers cannot store sources identity data beyond verification. Timestamp. Live implementation. Gnosis Pay accepts German EID via Polygon ID since Q4 2025. Regulatory certainty. High. Clear legal framework. United States. FinCEN plus state level. Status. Fragmented framework. No federal SSI standard. FinCEN still requires traditional KYC documentation. Compliance path, OSHA, SSI can supplement but not replace traditional KYC in most states. Exception, Wyoming DUNA. Decentralized Unincorporated Nonprofit Association law allows ZK KYC for sub-10K transactions. Federal enforcement focuses on know your customer substance, not method live implementation. Few U.S. card issuers accept SSI. Most use SSI for tier upgrades only. Regulatory certainty, low, awaiting federal guidance, United Kingdom, FCA plus Digital Identity Trust Framework. Status, developing framework, UK Digital Identity and Attributes Trust Framework, approved 2023. Compliance path, FCA permits, SSI from Certified Trust Framework Providers, Right to be Forgotten, UK GDPR, aligns with SSI model. Enhanced, due diligence still requires traditional documents for high-risk customers. Live implementation, WireX, Ledger, CL testing, SSI for EU-UK users. Regulatory certainty, medium-high, framework exists, enforcement patterns emerging, Asia-Pacific, Singapore, Hong Kong, Japan, status experimental framework, varies by jurisdiction, Singapore most advanced compliance path, Singapore MAS, Monetary Authority. Allows SSI for FinTech sandbox participants. Hong Kong, SFC requires traditional KYC, SI experimental only. Japan, FSA conservative. Traditional documents required regulatory certainty. Medium. Sandbox friendly but not production ready. Summary. Regulatory readiness. Countries where SSI is production ready for crypto cards. Germany, Netherlands, Estonia, EIDS 2.0. UK, Switzerland, Singapore, pilot programs. USA, Japan, Australia, traditional KYC required. Implementation timeline. Which cards are adopting SSI? Squashers card, SSI partner. Launch status. Supported regions. User adoption rate. Gnosis Pay Polygon ID. Live to Q4 2020. EU, UK LATAM. 12% of new users. 1-inch card, Fractal ID. Q3 tomorrow. Global Exclant US. 8% of new users. Ether.fi Cash, WorldCoin, Pilot, Q1 26. Global. Adoption trends. European issuers leading due to EIDAS 2.0 regulatory clarity. US-based issuers hesitant pending FinCEN guidance, user adoption low 5-15% because traditional KYC is familiar. SSI requires education. Expect 40-60% adoption by 2027 as Gen Z users demand privacy. User experience, comparison SSI versus traditional KYC. Traditional KYC on FIDO Jumio. Step by step, user uploads passport photo, front back, takes selfie video reading random numbers, liveness check. Waits 5-15 minutes for AI plus human review. Receives approval or rejection. If rejected, restarts process with different photo, pain points. Photo quality issues, glare, blur, cause 20-30% rejection rate. Privacy exposure, high-res biometric data stored permanently, repeated for each new card provider. Data persists in provider databases indefinitely. User sentiment. 62% of users express privacy concerns. 2025 survey. SSI KYC, Polygon ID, Privy. Step by step, user downloads Identity Wallet app. One time, 2 minutes. Scans passport NFC chip or connects to existing verified account. Receives signed credential in wallet. For any card sign up, clicks verify with SSI. Wallet generates proof. Issuer approves instantly. Pain points. Initial setup requires compatible smartphone. NFC enabled. Seed phrase responsibility. Loss, permanent identity loss. Not all issuers support SSI network effects. Technical users only. 2026. Mainstream adoption requires UX improvements. User sentiment. 89% of SSI users report satisfaction with privacy, 2025 pilot data. Speed comparison. Task, traditional KYC, SSI first time. SSI reuse. Setup. 8-12 min. Verification, 5-3 min, 10 seconds. Second card, 8 to 12 min, 2 3 min, 10 seconds. 10th card, 8 to 12 min, 2 3 min, 10 seconds. Total time for 10 cards. Traditional 81 20 minutes plus 150 minutes waiting, 3 4 5 hours, SSI, 5 7 minutes setup, plus 9x 10 seconds reuse equals 7 minutes total time savings. SSI reduces cumulative KYC time by 96% for power users with multiple cards. Market benchmarking and ROI math is SSI faster than traditional KYC. No feature. Traditional KYC on Fido Jumio. SSI ZK KYC Polygon ID ZK Pass. Yeah, nice. Bim yee. Setup time, 10 minutes manual. Gems, 10 seconds, one click. Non-data risk, high, centralized storage. Zero, issuer never sees data. Approval speed, minutes to days, human review. Instant, algorithmic. Ermi, user privacy. None, maximum. Cost to issuer. $2.5 per verification. 0.02 per verification. Failure rate 15-25%. Photo quality under 5%. Cryptographic. The privacy yield math. If you value your personal data at $1,000, the cost of identity theft recovery, and a crypto card offers $100 in cash back, the net value of a traditional card is negative $900. With an SSI-linked card, the net value is the full $100 as your data risk is eliminated. Real-world cost analysis, issuer economics, traditional KYC cost structure, 10,000 users. On Fido or Jumio, $3.50 per verification manual review, $1.50 per flagged case, 20% of users. Data storage, 0.10 user month breach insurance, 0.50 user year total, year 1, $50,000 plus $12,000 plus an $18,000 equals $80,000 SSI cost structure, 10,000 users. Polygon ID, 0.10 per verification, 0 manual review, algorithmic. Data storage, $0 user, no data stored. Breach insurance, $0, no centralized data. Total year one, $1,000 savings, $79,000, 98.75% cost reduction. Issuer incentive, massive cost savings. Explain why forward-thinking issuers like Gnosis Pay are aggressively adopting SSI despite low initial user demand. Real-world implications and regulatory context. The European Union's eIDAS 2.0 regulation and the rise of digital identity wallets are providing the legal framework for SSI. Card issuers in 2026 are starting to accept verifiable credentials as a valid form of KYC. However, the FATF, Financial Action Task Force, still requires traceability. This means if a crime is committed, there must be a way to unmask the identity, which is why most SSI models use a trusted third-party escrow for the data rather than total anonymity. The privacy versus compliance balance, FATF travel rule compliance. Issuers must be able to provide identity information to law enforcement. SSI solution. Encrypted identity escrow with multi-party recovery, government court order, escrow provider decrypts. Identity revealed, user retains privacy from issuer, but not from legal system architecture. User wallet, encrypted identity. Issuer, only sees proof, not data. Escrow service, encrypted backup, requires 2 of 3 keys, user plus judge plus escrow. Court order, multi-sig recovery, plain text identity. This model satisfies user privacy from corporate breaches, FATF compliance, traceable for law enforcement. Regulatory approval, accountable, not anonymous. Common mistakes or myths. Myth 1. SSI is only for crypto. In reality, the same technology is being adopted by traditional banks and airlines. Major implementations. Lufthansa testing biometric SSI for known traveler programs, HSBC UK. Piloting eIDAS wallet for online banking. Stripe exploring SSI for merchant onboarding. SSI is a financial infrastructure trend, not a crypto-only innovation. Myth 2. World ID or biometrics are the only SSI methods. You can have an SSI wallet backed by your physical passport via the NFC chip, meaning you use the government's existing security to prove who you are without the government ever knowing which card you are using. NFC passport, SSI. Modern passports, post-2010, contain encrypted SIM-ASIM-CAN, NFC chips. Chip stores digitally signed biometric data, user scans, passport with phone. Extracts signed data. Credential created using government's signature, so it's unforgeable. Government never knows credential was extracted. This method provides government-grade security without government surveillance. Myth 3. SSI means complete anonymity. SSI is pseudonymous, not anonymous. Your credential is linked to a wallet address. On-chain activity can potentially be correlated. True anonymity requires additional layers. Tor, VPNs, mixing. Myth 4. I can create fake SSI credentials. Credentials are cryptographically signed by trusted issuers, governments, banks. Creating a fake credential requires stealing the issuer's private key, effectively impossible with modern HSM hardware security module. Protection, mistake, losing your identity wallet. Unlike losing a password, which can be reset, losing your SSI wallet seed phrase means permanent loss of credentials. Must redo KYC from scratch with all providers. Cannot recover previous verification history. Best practice, store seed phrase in hardware wallet, Ledger, Trezor, with social recovery setup, Argent, Safe. How this relates to crypto cards. On SpendNode, we have added a privacy tech filter. We flag cards that use ZKKYC or reusable ID integrations. We believe these cards represent the end state of the industry where financial compliance and personal privacy can finally coexist. Our SSI evaluation framework, protocol maturity, is the SSI partner audited and battle-tested? Regulatory compliance. Does implementation satisfy local AML KYC laws? User experience. Can non-technical users complete setup? Recovery options. What happens if user loses wallet? Portability. Can credentials be used across multiple issuers? Top-rated SSI cards, 2026. Gnosis Pay, Polygon ID. Most mature implementation. Ledger CL, Fractal ID. Best user experience. 1-inch card, Fractal ID, widest geographic coverage,